Hi there, welcome to Come All Ye. I'm Bruce Cameron and you're listening to Community Radio 2MCE in the central west of New South Wales. Good to have you along for another folk music program. We'll start the program today with a song recorded by Kate Delaney, who's been a stalwart of the folk scene in Sydney for many years. This track is an English song, Matt Hyland, and it'll be followed by an interesting choice of instrumental, a wedding dance from Macedonia featuring Lou Keek, who's also a well-known musician from the Blue Mountains. This is Matt Hyland.
Sat down upon the bed, all for the sight of one another, and not a word did either speak, as down their cheeks the tears did shower. She lay her head upon his breast, around his neck her arms entwined them. Not a duke nor earl, nor lord I'll wed, I'll wait for you, my own Matt Hyland. He saw his daughter pale, for there were none could win her favour. And so he gave his daughter leave to marry her on true lover. She wrote a letter in great haste, for him her heart was still a-breaking. They brought him back to the church they went, and made a lord of young Matt Hyland.
was coming on and things bad at home. I then took an notion for Scotland to roam. So I tied up me budget and made for the quay, where the steamboat was ready to put out to sea. With me fall the Iderall, I rightful the old. The captain, he spoke like a man with good sense, saying I'll take you to Glasgow and all for sixpence. When I thought of the number that stood on the beach, sure a sixpence would scarce be a farthing for reach. With me fall the Iderall, I rightful the old. But I took the wrong meaning of what he did say, and in yon halfway house we had passage to pay. He said, pay down your passage, don't grumble a word. Pay down your passage or walk overboard. With me fall the Iderall, I right fall the old. Early next morning it's Glasgow we saw. We landed at a place they call the Broomielaw. And the first meat I saw for sale in that town was fishes called spellings, all fried in a creel. With me fall the Iderall, I right fall the old. I then took a notion I would see their shows, their fine wooden houses all laid out in rows. There were monkeys and moorcocks and many fine things, and lord dukes and earls and emperors and kings. With me fall the Iderall, I right fall the old. Bonaparte was there, and at me he did stare, and I wondered what brought him from Germany there. And for to shake hands with them I wasn't slack, but a lad with a red coat he made me stand back. With me fall the Iderall, I right fall the old. I then took a notion to go to me bed, but the noise in the street, it disturbed my head. It was then that I got a most terrible fright, for a lad he kept shouting all hours of the night. With me fall the Iderall, I right fall the old. Early next morning it's up I arose, and at me own leisure I put on me clothes, and away to the low the ends I'll make me way. And now for a while I'll bid Glasgow good day. With me fall the Iderall, I right fall the old.
A song called Paddy in Glasgow, sung by Kevin Mitchell, who indeed lives in Glasgow, although his origins are in Derry, in the north of Ireland. A good singer. Most of his songs come from Northern Ireland. And that particular song is on an album called I Sang That Sweet Refrain. And very nice it is too. And opening the program was Kate Delaney from Sydney with Matt Hyland and A Macedonian Wedding Dance, played by Lou Keek. Welcome to Come All Ye. I do like this song.
She asked me to sit down and as she curtsied to the ground.
She's my Nancy, please my fancy, and I'm her darling Billy boy.
Did she light you up to bed, Billy boy, Billy boy? Did she light you up to bed, Billy boy? Yeah, she lit me up to bed with the bowing of her head.
She's my Nancy, please my fancy, and I'm a darling Billy Billy boy.
So we opened the program with a traditional song sung by Kate Delaney with a Macedonian wedding dance built into it, so to speak. And there we heard a traditional song, Billy Boy, or Nancy's Fancy, and built into it a very gently reworked and slowed down tune by Mick Hanley called Jessica's Polka. For my taste, anyway, I'd prefer that to the Macedonian wedding dance in with the song Matt Hyland. But that's just me. So, Billy Boy, sung mostly by Johnny Dyer and his musical and, I think, life partner, Vicky Swan, singing harmonies and playing nickel harper. So it's a pretty song, that one. It's because it's a folk song, they both end up dead, of course, but it was a love story, a lifelong love story. Now we'll change the tempo a little, not a lot, but a little. Certainly the spirit of the next song is very different from that one. This is called Magnificent. It comes to us from the Spooky Men's Chorale.
We are the men who rise each day, wipe little bits of sleep away, stumble over a children's toy, resist temptation to destroy, cleanse ourselves by hook or crook, every cranny and every nook, gather the undies on display, a fresh pair every day, passing the mirror we scare ourselves, reach for the hardware from the shelf, smiling grimly as we tweeze the stray hairs that prying eyes might see, and we will be magnificent. Homo erectus, 5'10", girding our loins for the fight again. Humba, 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 yeah. We are the men who venture forth to prove our great financial worth in daily mortal combat with petty bean-counting bureaucrats. But when the restless pencil stops and tired eyelids slowly drop, we dream of endless pristine plains, a trusty steed and a pair of reins, and we would be magnificent. Naked but for horn and spear, glistening with big fat freshly smeared. Humba, 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 yeah. And when we die, they will lay us down, bury us deep in the cold, cold ground, build us a statue, everyone, immaculate in the setting sun, and we will be magnificent. Burnished gazes obdurate, no pigeon's work can obfuscate, and we the diary's full till June next year. Dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum-dum-bum
English country dance music there from a group called Polka Works. Joe Hutton's March and the Harlequin Air, preceded by the Spooky Men's Chorale and Magnificent from their wonderful album called Stop Scratching It. Next on Come All Ye, a song, well, it started life as a poem of Henry Lawson, The Days When We Went Swimming. Chris Kempster put this to music, and Wheelers and Dealers give it to us here from their album called Full House, featuring the voice of Christine Wheeler.
The breezes wave the silver grass, waist high along the siding, and to the creek we ne'er could pass, three boys on bareback riding. Oaks in the bend, the water hole was brimming. Do you remember yet, old friend, the times we went in swimming? The days we played the work from school, joy shared and paid for singly.
Of Christine Wheeler and the band Wheelers and Dealers. The Days When We Went Swimming, Henry Lawson poem put to music by Chris Kempster, who put so many of Henry Lawson's poems to music in such a good way. Time to introduce you to the featured album today on Come All Ye. It's called Candlelight Sessions, and it's an early album by the Melbourne Celtic band Saoirse, who these days are Anthony O'Neill playing guitar, fiddle and singing, Bernadette O'Neill playing baron and singing, Cyril Moran on guitar and singing, and Sheila Coleman also on guitar and singing. This album didn't feature Cyril Moran. It had Kerry McManus playing accordion and singing. But they asked... Still going. This album comes from 2007, I think, but it's never been a featured album on the program, so I thought, give it a bit of a run, because they're a nice bunch of musicians. Saoirse. They perform in English and in Irish and rely fairly heavily on their harmonies, which are rather good, and they've been going, yes, for quite a long time, and they sound very much like this. first track from the featured album by Gene Fellamy. Fellamy's wife, I think that means, from the Melbourne Celtic group Sersha, the album Candlelight Sessions. We'll hear a few tracks from that on the program today. I hope you enjoy them. We turn our attention now to the duo, Patsy Seddon and Mary McMaster, who are performing as Sheilas, and an album called Delighted with Harps. We'll hear Milbray, The Spey in Spate, which was composed by Ronald Cooper and J. Scott Skinner. No, it wasn't. Milbray was composed by Ronald Cooper, and The Spey in Spate composed by J. Scott Skinner. Two harps. That's what we heard. Different harps, though. One Irish, one Scottish, I do believe. Milbray and The Spey in Spate were the two tunes. Delighted with Harps is the album. Robert Burns composed a lot of love songs because he was quite busy in that particular endeavour, if you know what I mean. This next song is better known as Now Westland Winds, but I think he, when he composed it, it was song composed in August. Dick Gochen is going to sing Now Westland Winds. Look out for it. Considering it's a love song, there's an interesting reference to slaughtering guns of sportsmen.
Now westland winds and slaughtering guns bring autumn's pleasant weather. The moorcock springs on whirring wings among the blooming heather.
Now waving grain winds o'er the plain, the lights the weary farmer, and the moon shines bright when I rove at night to muse upon my charmer. Partridge loves the fruitful fells, the plover loves the mountains, the woodcock haunts the lonely dells, the soaring hen the fountains. Through lofty groves the cushat roves, path of man to shun it, the hazel bush o'erhangs the thrush, the spreading thorn, the linnet. Thus every kind their pleasure find, the savage and the tender. Some social join and leagues combine, some solitary wander. Upon to weigh the cruel sway, tyrannic man's dominion, the sportsman's joy, the murdering cry, the fluttering gory pinion. But Peggy dear, the evening's clear, swift flies the skimming swallow, the sky is blue, the fields in view all fade green and yellow. Come, let us stray our gladsome way and view the charms of nature, rustling corn, the fruited thorn, and every happy creature. We'll gently walk and sweetly talk till the silent moon shine clearly. I'll grasp thy waist and fondly pressed swear how I love thee dearly. Not vernal sham wars to barren flowers, not autumn to the farmer, so dear can be as thou to me, my fair, my lovely charmer.
Robert Burns certainly liked his love songs, and they're a delight if you can actually understand the words. Sometimes they're a little bit tricky. Dick Gulkin's accent doesn't help. That was Now Westland Winds, otherwise known as a song composed in August. So, Slaughtering Guns of Sportsmen notwithstanding, it's a lovely song. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE, Community Radio in the Central West, 92.3 in Bathurst, 94.7 in Orange, and anywhere you like, online, 2mce.org. If you'd like to hear the program again, we're not even halfway through yet, but if you want to hear it again, you can do that by going to the Listen on Demand facility at 2mce.org or via a link on the website of the program itself, comeallye.com. One word, come all ye. And now I'm going to play two tracks by Nick Wyke and Becky Driscoll from their album A Handful of Sky. Good musicians. The Bridgewater Hornpipe and the Dorchester Hornpipe, first of all, and then a song called The Torrington Ringers.
Good ringers we be that in Torrington dwell, and what that we are I will speedily tell. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, treble to 10 are the Torrington ringers, the best in the town. The first is called Turner, the second is Sweet, and they ring the bells whenever they meet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, treble to 10 are the Torrington ringers, the best in the town. The third is a Vulcan, a blacksmith by trade. The fourth a shoemaker who has a brisk blade.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, travel to 10 of the Torrington Ringers, the best in the town. The fifth is a doctor, a man of renown, the tenor, the tailor, who clothes all the town. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, treble to 10 of the Torrington Ringers, the best in the town. The breezes proclaim in their fall and in their swell, no jar in the concord, no flaw in the bell. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, treble to 10 of the Torrington Ringers, the best in the town. Stand all men in order, give each man his due. We can't all be tenors, but each man pull true. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, treble to 10 of the Torrington Ringers, the best in the town. Good ringers we be that in Torrington dwell, and what that we are I have told you right well. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, treble to 10 of the Torrington Ringers, the best in the town. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, ring in the changes, the Torrington Ringers, the best in the town. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, treble to 10 of the Torrington Ringers, the best in the town. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, ring in full circle, the Torrington Ringers, the best in the town.
Torrington Ringers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, treble to tenor. Nick Wyke and Becky Driscoll gave us that, along with a couple of hornpipes. That was the Bridgewater hornpipe and the Dorchester hornpipe that we heard before the song about the Torrington Bell Ringers. Next song involves a little bit of counting as well, but rather different context. It's almost life-threatening in a way. It's a love song, but it tells a very interesting little image. It's called Carrick a Reed. It comes to us from the featured album by Saoirse, Candlelight Sessions. The Carrick a Reed Rope Bridge is in County Antrim in Northern Ireland, and I think the best way to describe it is bloody terrifying. If you've ever seen it, you may have thought twice about actually paying to go across. But if you do, you experience quite a thrill in a way. It's only about 20 metres across and 30 metres down into the sea. It links a small island, well, the island is called Carrick Reed, with the mainland, and it was constructed originally for fishermen to get over to the island and do their thing catching salmon, but there ain't much salmon to be caught these days up there, so it's now almost exclusively a tourist attraction. Best seen from the mainland. If you don't like heights, don't go over there. But that notwithstanding, there is a fine song on the featured album called Carrick Reed. It was composed by Kathy Ryan, Irish, I think, Irish singer, and I think John Doyle might have contributed the music as well. When I said there's counting involved, the chorus is one step and two, hold tight, let go. 20 and four, hold tight, let go. I'm nearly there, let go, let go. Terrifying.
Nearly there, let go.
Carica Reed from the featured album, Candlelight Sessions by the Melbourne band Sersha. Even though it is a little bit spooky, a bit scary going across that rope bridge, it's worth the effort, I think. Gets the heart pumping anyway. Carica Reed.
You will eat by and by in that glorious land above the sky. Work and pray, live on hay. You'll get pie in the sky when you die. That's a lie.
Long-haired preachers come out every night, try to tell you what's wrong and what's right. But when asked about something to eat, they will answer in voices so sweet. You will eat by and by in that glorious land above the sky. Work and pray, live on hay. You'll get pie in the sky when you die.
That's a lie.
You will eat by and by in that glorious land above the sky. Work and pray.
Starvation army, they play, and they sing, and they clap, and they pray,
till they get all your coin on the drum. Then they tell you when you're on the bum, you will eat by and by in that glorious land above the sky.
Holy rollers and jumpers come out, and they holler, they jump and they shout. Give your money to Jesus, they say, he will cure all diseases today.
You will eat by and by in that glorious land above the sky. Work and pray, live on hay. You'll get pie in the sky when you die.
That's a lie.
If you fight hard for children and wife, try to get something good in this life, you're a sinner and bad men, they tell.
When you die, you will sure go to hell. But you will eat by and by in that glorious land above the sky. All countries unite. Side by side, we for freedom will fight. When the world and its wealth we have gained, to the rich we will sing this refrain. You will eat by and by when you've learned how to cook and to fry. Chop some wood, 'twill do you good. There's no pie in the sky when you die. You will eat by and by when you've learned how to cook and to fry. Chop some wood, 'twill do you good. There's no pie in the sky when you die. There's no pie in the sky when you die. There's just sky.
Yep, no pie in the sky, there's just sky. That's a group called Windborne from an album called Of Hard Times and Harmony. Pie in the Sky was composed by Joe Hill, who was Swedish-American, Labour activist, member of the Wobblies, Industrial Workers of the World, Swedish-born, Joseph Hillström, I think. And he used the music of Salvation Army hymns to compose some of his stuff. And he did, in that case, used In the Sweet By and By to come up with Pie in the Sky. Here's a set of tunes from Alan Musgrove. The album is Australian Old Time Fiddle, so that kind of tells you what you're about to hear. This is Ashby Gallop, The Jolly Blacksmith, and Neil Gow's Farewell to the Whiskey. Musgrove, and three tunes, Ashby Gallop, Jolly Blacksmith, and Neil Gow's Farewell to the Whiskey. Almost unrecognisable, that last one. But there it goes. Australian collected tunes is what Alan plays. So sometimes the memory doesn't serve the person being collected well. Here's a song that this singer knows well because she wrote it, Iris Dement, and Let the Mystery Be.
Everybody is wondering what and where they all came from. Everybody is worrying about where they're gonna
Iris Dement and her response to one of those eternal questions. She's just going to let the mystery be. You're listening to Come All Ye, and it's time now for another one from the featured album, and I think this is probably the only song on the... Well, it is the only song on the album that where Anthony O'Neill takes the lead vocals. It's a song composed by Kate Rusby, who's frequently heard on this program. It's called High on a Hill.
High on the hill, there's a sweet bird calling. All come together, are you in or are you out? He sings of a time when the sky was falling. All come together and be in no doubt. Oh, darling, let's go over now, the devil's here. Oh, darling, let's go over now, the devil's here. And oh, darling, oh, my darling, be strong and be proud. Oh, darling, then you'll see the devil will go round, round. Up yonder, all come together. Are you in or are you out? 11th day was hell, but the heart grows stronger. All come together and be in no doubt. Oh, darling, let's go over now. The devil's here. Oh, darling, let's go over now. The devil's here. And oh, darling. My darling, be strong and be proud. Oh, darling, then you'll see the devil will go round, round. Over the fields where the water is falling, all come together, are you in or are you out? There's a bird on the hill, he's sweetly calling. All come together and be in no doubt.
Then you'll see the devil will go round,
very short bow strokes. And that tune, it's called Ronfleuse Gobel, or Snoring Mrs. Gobel. It's a French-Canadian tune, played there not by French-Canadians, but by Jay Unger and Ali Bain from the original Transatlantic Sessions, Volume 2. Before that, High on a Hill, sung by Anthony O'Neill from the featured album by the band Saoirse. We heard Sheila Coleman, Bernadette, or we have heard, we'll hear them again, Sheila Coleman, Bernadette O'Neill and Kerry McManus all singing with Anthony O'Neill as well. Here's a song called White House Blues. And no, it's not contemporary. I think it was written by Charlie Poole a long time ago, because it's about President William McKinley, who was assassinated in 1901. So White House Blues, not from Charlie Poole, but from David Davis and the Warrior River Boys.
Newfoundlanders, not Canadians, not by a dam.
Right yet.
Well, I was born to Conception Bay, and by the bay, by
I'll die where the winter's cold as a merchant's heart and the Norway's blows down off Fox Cow. I built my house where I damn well please, with a window on the sea for my television set. I'm a Newfoundlander, not Canadian, not by a damn sight yet. We're Newfoundlanders, not Canadians, not by a damn sight yet. And I swear by the moon and the snows in June and the fog blowing in over Bay to Bear. Joey and his corner boy buddies in the Newfoundland, up from the warm white water street runs. We're Newfoundlanders, not Canadians, not by a damn sight yet. Sir William Cooker was a fisherman's friend, not money of St. John's lawyers. And he never stole a penny from the public purse like your high-toned sons of the Water Street Boys. And if Sir Bill was alive today, old Cooker would tell the Confederates, I'm a Newfoundlander, not Canadian, not by a damn sight yet. So here's a Dominion ale and a toast,
a Dominion and Newfoundland.
And here's to the bayman born to the coast and the woman who turns the fish by hand. And here's to the boy in the skinny bottom, scruffy in the pants like a man till he's in the fat. He's a Newfoundlander, not Canadian, not by a damn sight yet. We're Newfoundlanders, not Canadians, not by a damn sight yet. And I swear by the moon and the snows in June and the fog rolling in over Pistolet. Tell Joey and his corner boy buddies in the Newfoundland up from the wharf like water swing crowds. We're Newfoundlanders, not Canadians, not by a damn sight yet.
Yes, a little bit of geography and history mixed in together there about Newfoundland. A group called String Band with a guest vocalist by the name of Stan Rogers. That band was formed in 1971, but Newfoundland was having political issues long before that. It was a British dominion until, well, after the Second World War. 1949, it joined the Federation, or whatever it's called, in Canada. And then 2001, joined with Labrador to form the province of Newfoundland and Labrador. So when that song was written, there was still a lot of debate about whether Newfoundlanders really wanted to be part of Canada. But they did, eventually. There you go. And Stan Rogers singing there with String Band, as I said. Next, The Light Dragoon from Waterson Carthy. I haven't played The Light Dragoon for quite a while, and this is a pretty good version of the song, as you'd expect it to be, given the calibre of the musicians in the group Waterson Carthy.
Thank you.
Light Dragoon, Eliza Carthy leading the vocals on that song and playing fiddle, of course. Waterson Carthy, made up of various members of the extended family. Next, a union song, which was a union poem originally, composed by Dorothy Hewitt. In the Pilbara, the northwest of Western Australia, on May Day 1946... 800 Aboriginal station hands went on strike for 30 bob a week and the right to organise. Their leaders were a white fella, Don McLeod, and two Aboriginal men, Clancy McKenna and Dooley. They were arrested and convicted, but pressure through the labour movement and the United Nations brought about their release. The Aborigines formed their own cooperative, which is still going, I do believe. And here's Roy Bailey, recorded with John Kirkpatrick and Martin Simpson, with the song version of Clancy and Dooley and Don McLeod. Chris Kempster, I think, put this to music as well. We've heard some of his work earlier in the program.
By the world is when the wind was loud and their voice was new as the fresh sap running. We keep on fighting and we keep on coming. Don McLeod beat at a mulga bush. A lot of queer things came out in a rush. Like mongrel dogs with their flattened tail, they sneaked him off to the headland jail. The big black jail where the moonlight fell, Clancy and Dooley sat in the cell. In the big white court crammed full with hate, they said we wouldn't scab on a mate. In the great hot choir they said it loud, smile in the eyes of Don McLeod. And the working men all over the land heard what they shouted and shook their hands. The sheep's wool dragged and the squatters swore and talked nice words till their tongues got sore. Their bellies swelled with so much lies, the black fellas shooed them off like flies. The sheep got lost on the squatters' run. The shearing season was nearly done. Said the squatters, eaten up with greed, will pay good wages and give good feed. The black men sheared the wool and then got their wages like working men. The squatters' words were stiff and sore. We won't pay wages like that no more. The sun was blood on the Beersheba runs. The women all whimpered they'll come with guns. But we marched to our camp and our step was proud. We sat down there and we laughed out loud. Clancy and Dooley and Don McLeod walked by the whirlies when the wind was loud. And their voice was new as the fresh sap running. We keep on fighting and we keep on coming. Don McLeod beat at a mulga bush. A lot of queer things came out in a rush. Like mongrel dogs with their flattened tail, they sneaked him off to the headland jail. The young men marched down the road like thunder, kicked up the dust and padded it under. They marched into town like a whirlwind cloud. Open the jail and let out on the cloud. The squatters are riding around in the night, crying, load up your guns and creep out quiet. Let's teach these niggers that they can't rob the high white bosses of 30 bob. Our young men are hunters, our old men make songs, and the words of our people are whiplash with wrongs. In the tribes of our country, they sing and are proud of the Pilbara men and the white man MacLeod. And our voice is lightning all over the land, and we clench up our fists on the sweat of our hands. For the voice of the workers is thundering loud. Fight with Clancy and Dooley and Don McLeod. Don McLeod beat at the mulga bush. A lot of queer things came out in a rush, like mangy dogs with their flattened tail. They sneaked him off to the headland jail. But Clancy and Dooley and Don McLeod walked by the whirlies when the wind was loud. And their voice was new as the fresh sap running. We keep on fighting and we keep on coming. We keep on fighting and we keep on coming.
Roy Bailey and a Dorothy Hewitt poem put to music by Chris Kempster. Clancy and Dooley and Don McLeod. Interesting story. Time for another and final track from the featured album. Featured album, once again, is called Candlelight Sessions. Melbourne band Saoirse. Nil Na La.
With me a while, we'll have a roll around the blankets. Níl na lá tá na lá, svanará sí a dagan.
The guys were beating their gums at the corner bar one day. The jokes were getting rougher, and the targets all were gay. One of the fellas had a bracelet that read WWJD. I wondered what would Jesus do, so I thought I'd go and see. I reckoned it was liable to be there in the Bible. Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, this is what I came upon. Here's a little song with everything Jesus ever said about homosexuality. Here's a little song with everything Jesus ever said about being gay. He said, then he said, and don't forget. And of course he said, oh, he said, then he said, don't forget. And he said,
we come to call with pipes and flutes and fiddles and all, in case of death we've even brought a keener. So if you're glum and feeling down, just be like us and act the clown, and soon there'll be a change in your demeanor. Rum da da doodle do, have a dee da da doodle dum. Rum da da doodle do, can do it dum. Rum da da doodle do, have a dee doodle da doodle dum. Rum da da doodle do, can do it dum. I put me money on the horse today, for with the race he'd run away, or so a friend who's in the know he told me. 20 lengths ahead of most, he proudly cantered past the post, but woe was me, he'd lost the bloomin' jockey. Rum dum da doodle do, have a dee da doodle do. Rum dum da doodle do, can do it dum. Rum dum da doodle do, have a dee doodle da doodle do. Rum dum da doodle do, can do it dum. Castle to Tralee, the Corrup to the Liffey, there's nowhere else on earth but like this island. Rum dum da doodle do, have a dee doodle do. Rum dum da doodle do, can do it dum. Rum dum da doodle do, have a dee doodle do. Rum dum da doodle do, can do it dum. In Hollywood I long to be, now not the place across the sea, but in County Wicklow, Ireland's lovely garden, where no pretenders will you find, but decent people, warm and kind, and flocks of friendly sheep. For your ribs, don't take a pill, but take a dander o'er the hills and listen to the lark's lovely warbling. In the evening, in good company, with music in the key of D, you'll be dancing carry sets until the morning. Rum dum da tiddle do, have a dee doodle do do do. Rum dum da tiddle do, can do it dum. Rum dum da tiddle do, rum dum da tiddle do, dancing carry sets until the morning.
That's the Chieftains, the voice of Kevin Conniff, and Changing Your Demeanour. Before that, a song called Everything, written and sung by John McCutcheon from a lovely album he recorded with Tom Paxton called Together. Quite the message in that one. Here's the old tune Shuffle from the Easy Club. The old tune, of course, part of Edinburgh.
Edinburgh too has a fine distinction. Edinburgh too gets a nice abuse. Everybody knows when the east wind up and blows, Edinburgh too's reduced to two conditions that could be described as the Hopton Shuffle and the Newtown Strike. So cast a canny eye on the Southside swagger. Don't be taken in by the Newtown taste. Edinburgh Toon wears a wig above a good, faith above a bib and brace. But don't mistake it for Jekyll and Hyde. It's the Hopton Shuffle and the Newtown Strike. Shuffle and the Newtown Stride, they walk round hand in hand. But when the Hopton ruffles up the Newtown's pride, that's when the shit hits the fan. Check the office clerk in his two-piece pinstripe, lounging round the mound like a cat in heat. In the public eye, wheeling buttons on his fly, he's the Prince of Prince's Street. Find him funny, we'll joke him aside. He's the Hopton Shuffle and the Newtown Stride. And see the slinky legs by the sink stays, mentally safe beneath the tweeds of a jailer's bride, who never had a voice, never knew she had a choice, never got to play outside. Either ugly sisters, poverty and pride, there they all do shuffle on the Newtown Stride. Because the Alton Shuffle and the Newtown Stride walk round hand in hand. But when the Alton ruffles up the Newtown's pride, that's when the shit hits the face of the fan. You bite, you're the Hopton Shuffle of the Newtown Stride.
Yes, that's Edinburgh, the old tune and the new tune. That's about it, folks. Here's a little bit of shaker music to take us out. And we'll do it again next week, perhaps, if you're willing. Come on back. Thanks for listening to Come All Ye. Bye now.
Be a delight till by turning, turning, we come round, right.
You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website cumorgy.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.